Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, today's cattle futures market sold off pretty strong, down 27 on the April lives at 122.45. It doesn't look like any cash has developed yet following last week's strength. The next month out, June, down $1.15 at 120.95. August down 97 at 120.97. The box beef market at midday today was down $1.60 on choice at 269.81. Select was at 266.90, up 74 cents. That choice select spread has gotten tight here. It's $2.91. I read this morning that the box beef had rallied 19 straight days. I don't know that for sure that's a record, but it's got to be close if it's not. It's just a huge rally. There's also some talk that some of the slaughter numbers have been down for several reasons. One of them is they've been cleaning out some of the coolers, and then there was a computer software glitch at one of the plants here that slowed production down. There's also talk that packer margins are still ranging anywhere from $400 to $600 a head. So a lot of room there on the live cattle for them to move. Feeder cattle today were down over $2 here in the first 5 or 6 months here. The April front month down 217 at 142.32. In August, 240 lower at 158.17.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, the grain futures market were high across the board here. Kansas City July wheat was up 6 at 593 and a quarter. Chicago July up 2 and a quarter at 634 and a half. The corn up 11 cents in May at 580 and a quarter. And I believe that's the highest close we've had on the May corn. It looks like the final settlement actually is 580 even. The previous high was like 579 and a half. Previous high close was 579 and a half. The beans were up anywhere from 1 to 8 cents. The new crop November only one higher at 1251 and a half. So overall, that market was quite a bit stronger than cotton today. Finished up over $1, 168 higher, 81.61. The December was up 102 at 81.38. That December cotton is not near the high. It went up to 82.5 a few days ago, and the overall high was around 90 cents back in the end of February. So hopefully the market can rally back. I know that we're forecasted to get some rains here in the southern plains, but there are some serious drought areas in West Texas all the way up into the Dakotas that need rain, but that should impact what happens with the cotton long term. And then currently the Dow Jones and the equity markets have fought back some. They're still down 73 on the Dow. The S&P is currently up 12 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.